American Airlines apologizes for pilots' Let's Go brand and sticker, but allowed Black Lives Matter gear. By Warner Todd Houston on January 10, 2022. American Airlines apologized profusely to a disgruntled passenger who was upset that a company pilot had a Let's Go brand and sticker on his bag, according to reports. A passenger named Dana Finley Morrison took to Twitter to complain that a pilot had cowardly rhetoric on his bag, and added a photo of a pilot standing next to his luggage in Huanora International Airport in the Caribbean, Fox News reported. Morrison, who later set her Twitter account to private so no one could see her tweets, wrote, "Hey American Air, y'all cool with your pilots displaying this kit of cowardly rhetoric on their crew luggage when they're in uniform, about to fly plane. We are not the only passengers who noticed and were disgusted," the passenger added. The airline soon posted an apology and a vow to investigate the incident from its official Twitter account. Before setting her account to protected status, the distempered passenger also posted screenshots of her text conversation with the airline in which the airline claimed it was launching an internal review. "We take this very seriously and have sent this over to crew leadership," the airline said in a message from Morrison, who also claimed the pilot displayed political propaganda supporting insurrection against the U.S. government. "They will handle this internally after review. We assure you appropriate internal review will occur." The airline's seeming promise to punish the pilot comes 2 years after floating a policy to allow employees to wear Black Lives Matter paraphernalia while in uniform. In September of 2020, the airline made headlines when it ruled that crews were allowed to wear BLM pins while serving customers. The carrier even went so far as to hire a social justice group to design a special racial awareness pin for crews to wear. The phrase, "Let's go, Brandon," went national in October after NBC Sports reporter Kelly Stavast falsely claimed that a crowd of NASCAR fans were chanting "Let's go, Brandon" following a victory by driver Brandon Brown. But video of the chanting clearly shows they were shouting, "Fuck Joe Biden." Isaac Brecken / NASCAR via Getty Images. Watch. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com / warner.todd.houston.